I am back at school after a wonderful summer vacay. I am a Wisco mom and also a middle school reading specialist. In my free time, I like watching zombie movies with my kids, and I also like eating Reese's Klondike ice cream bars, Leah.
Ooh.
Sometimes I watch the zombie movies and eat the ice cream bar at the same time.
Ooh, at the same time.
That's wow. Right.
Hi, I'm Leah, and there's nothing I like more than an ice cream sandwich. It's probably a good thing I can't get them here in Beijing, China, where I live with my family and work as a middle school teacher at an international school.
We're the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Morphe, is that how I say it?
I think Morphe.
Morphe? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Morphe Luminous Primer and Three Good Things.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics,
favorite meals and foods.
And of course, we'll have the Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
In our Chit Chat Tips and Tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
This week, we are going to share a potion and three good things.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go first, Leah? I'm super excited.
Please do.
Okay. So I am super bummed that I did not know about this product when we recorded our lotions and potions episode, but I am recommending Morphe's Luminous Primer. I got it like as a free thing when I ordered from Ulta.
Uh-huh.
And I was told about this brand Morphe by an Ulta sales clerk, you know, who looked like she was 14 and she had on these eyelashes and, you know, she looked fabulous. Uh-huh. And she said not enough people knew about Morphe, but it was like a very high quality, reasonably priced makeup line.
Okay.
And I got this luminous primer. And what I do is I just put that on and I skip my foundation, Leah. And it like fills in all the, you know, nooks and crannies of my aging face.
And crevasses. It, like, gives...
crevasses.
No, not really. That's not nice. You look fabulous. No crevasses.
Well, it gives me a dewy complexion, a luminous complexion, and it's so easy, it just like blends right in, and then whatever you put over the primer stays all day because it is a primer.
Okay, so. Well, I do know, Edie, from Lotions and Potions that you're all about the dewy complexion. So.
I am. I must look dewy.
Okay.
And moisturized.
I love it. So we'll put the name in the show notes, but how do you spell it?
Morphe. I don't know if you say it Morphe or Morphe or, you know, Morphe. Maybe you say it Morphe.
And where can you get it?
I got mine at Ulta. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Other than that, you're on your own. What do you have for us today, my friend?
Well, Edie, we are lucky enough as a family to eat almost all of our dinners together because Don and I are both teachers at the same school and our kids go to the same school too. So essentially we keep the same hours. But anyway, so for years now, we've had this ritual of talking about what we are thankful for as we eat. But the other week I thought I would mix it up a bit and I said, how about telling us three good things? And that's kind of taken our conversation in a, I don't know, like a slightly different direction, but still with a focus on gratitude. And I find that doing this sets the tone for the meal. And it just gives us some hooks to continue some meaningful conversation as we share our meal together. Nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have a bit of a funny story, though, from the weekend. Our eldest daughter, Charlotte, was out on Friday, so we went with our 15-year-old Emily out for dinner across the street. And it was a nice chance for the two parents and her to bond a bit, minus the loud older sister. And so I said, "So what are three good things today, Emily?" And she was eating her kebabs and her fries, and she kind of mumbled. She said, "The food, Minecraft," which is no surprise, "and you two."
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah, right? Yeah, the food, Minecraft, and you two. Well, Emily isn't one to give compliments easily, so I was thrilled, Edie, just thrilled to be acknowledged. So I was like, "Oh, thank you, Emily. That really means a lot to me." And she's like, "Oh, what do you mean?" I said that you said that Dad and I were one of your good things. And she looked confused, and she said, "I didn't say anything about you." And I said, "Yes, you did. You said you too." And she said, "No, I didn't. I said YouTube." Oh, jeez.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I know.
I could just see that playing out. You just like rising from the ashes.
I know.
With that compliment. What?
I know. You laugh or you cry, right? Anyway, three good things. Maybe give it a try at your next meal.
Yeah. We do a rose and a thorn, which I think I've mentioned before, where you say one good thing, one bad thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of gotten, I'm glad the kids are back at school, because I would ask Gus, you know, "What's your rose or thorn?" And he's the one who'll like go along with it really well. And he's just like, "I have nothing. Nothing's happened today." So, yeah, get that kid to school.
Get those kids to school, yeah. Okay.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
Fire's burning, fire's burning. Draw nearer, draw nearer.
It's time for Campfire Chat! Leah, today we are going to talk about our favorite foods and meals. Riveting!
I know. We just want to talk about food, glorious food.
I know. So let's start by talking about our favorite meal to make at home.
To make. Okay. So I'm a soup girl, Edie, and I don't usually use recipes when I make soup. I usually start with sautéing the onions and garlic, and these days in broth, Edie, you don't need to sauté in oil, right?
No.
And I use whatever vegetables I have in the fridge, or, you know, I sometimes go out to the market. We have nice wet markets here in Beijing, so lots of beautiful fresh vegetables. But what I do often is I will roast the vegetables first. So I throw them on a pan with some spices that will complement the soup and a bit of olive oil or balsamic vinegar to deepen the flavor of the soup. And if you're not using a meat broth, it's actually really nice to roast the veggies first. It just gives that depth of flavor, right? And then I add chickpeas or lentils or brown rice or potatoes or whatever healthy starch I want. And it's always very nice to throw in some fresh herbs at the end. And then our family usually eats the soup with do-it-yourself paninis. So here's a tip I'm not sure that we've talked about before, but if you have a teen or a tween in the house, you should really, really buy a panini maker. And you can get them at any thrift store, right? There's usually a whole shelf devoted to panini
People
makers.
People are unloading their panini makers.
But I'll tell you, they're a hit with the teens. So, you know, they can make a yummy sandwich or a jaffle anytime they want, you know, some cheese, some ham, whatever. And my tip, in addition to buying a panini maker, especially for the teens, is to juice up your sandwich with fig jam. Fig jam is so beautiful with cheese. It's beautiful with ham. It's just, there's that sweet flavor that goes along with, it just gives a depth, another depth of flavor to add to your meal.
Depth. So your meals are so deep.
They have umami, full of umami. Whatever that means. Anyway, yes, soup and paninis for us. How about you?
Oh, I've never bought fig jam in my life, but I'm going to.
Run, don't walk to the store and get some.
To Woodman's. I must Woodman's. Go.
Yes, okay. Okay, what do you like to make at home?
Well, I think my favorite meal changes, you know, from season to season. But right now, sure. You know, Leia, I am all about the sheet pan meals, which I talked about in some episode. Mm-hmm. But I put in one pan of protein, one pan of veggies. I choose a sauce, you know, put it in at 350 for 30 minutes in the middle, give it a flip or and a stir. And I also make a big pan of rice because my kids eat a lot. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, there's minimal cleanup because I'm wasteful and I line the pans with tin foil and just throw the tin foil away, which is, you know, here nor there, but not great. Not great.
Yeah. You could use it for a craft project.
Yes. An oily. I could pounce around with paint in my used tin foil. But that is my favorite thing to make because you can choose your protein, you can choose your veggies, you can choose your sauce. The it's unlimited. I don't think it has as much depth as your meal, Leia, but it's good.
Oh, yeah, right? Perfect for hungry kids, too.
Yeah, we're very shallow over here with our sheet pans.
Hardly. Okay, so let's talk about our favorite meal to order out or to order in.
Yes.
Do you say order out or order in?
To go. I don't know.
Well, to go if you go pick it up, I guess. Or delivery. Your favorite meal for delivery, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So, well, for me, as far as delivery goes, it's not easy to get good pizza delivered here in Beijing. If any of my friends who live here can recommend a place, do let me know. This is kind of sad and also good for me. But I'll tell you, when we order pizzas here, you pay a ton of money and, you know, you think you're getting a whole, you know, a big substantial pizza, and it's usually just enough for one of us. So I have altered my favorite meal because we were always trying to order pizza and, you know, just ending up hungry and unhappy. So lately I've been ordering big salads.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, it seems like they should be easy to make at home, but it's all a bit fiddly, right? Because you have to, you know, you're chopping up vegetables and you've got all your proteins and you've got your this and your that and you've got like 16 bowls on the counter.
Oh, no, people, not that, Leia. No.
Too much.
It's too much. Unacceptable.
So there are a few places around here that make really yummy Cobb salads, a place that makes a great grilled salmon salad. Mm. So I like these everything salads, you know, the kind that Elaine liked to eat on Seinfeld. Didn't she always talk about having I just feel like a big salad. It was a thing on Seinfeld, eating big salads. So I don't know. It's not exactly health food, these salads, but it's happy food for me. And I love them with a nice glass of rosé or Prosecco. And yeah, that's been a go-to meal when we order out lately for me. How about you?
Okay, so no pizzas, but big salads. Sounds good. Okay, so Leia, we rarely order in around here because it's just so expensive. And, you know, why order in when I have all these sheet pans, you know, to fill?
Yeah.
So I am going to talk about my favorite meal to order when I go out to eat. And mine is super boring, but I love it. I always seem to be ordering burgers when I go out.
Hmm.
Because I rarely eat burgers at home. I make burgers quite a bit, but I make them for my kids, but not for myself.
You don't like your own burgers?
No, they're very good. But my George Foreman grill isn't big enough to make burgers for all of us.
Oh.
So there's only enough space to make enough burgers for the kids. And then I would have to like wash the grill and start again. And I just don't even bother. So I never have burgers. So I always order them when I go to restaurants. And now that I'm talking about this, it sounds super sad.
No, it doesn't. Are you salivating as you talk about it?
Yes, my kids get burgers, but I don't.
I have a lone chickpea on a plate.
I just eat the condiments.
Dip my finger in the condiment. Lick.
Okay. So I love to order a good juicy burger when I am out to eat, and I love it if there's like an aioli on it and avocado and arugula. I only like things that start with A on my burger, Leia. So aioli, no avocado, and arugula.
So no cheese then?
No, I save calories and I don't get any cheese. It's my WW days. You don't need cheese when you have arugula.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, oh, burgers brother. For Edie. Big salad for Leia, the B, and burgers for Edie. Two Bs.
Well, what about a favorite meal that someone else has made for you? That's a good one, right?
That is a good one. I don't know if I have a specific meal to talk about, Edie, but is it okay if I talk about a specific person who makes consistently wonderful meals for me and everyone else she loves?
Yeah. Talk about that person.
Yeah, because we're breaking the rules today.
Is it me? Is it me?
Love your sheet pan meals, Edie.
But no, it's not you.
No.
Okay.
Today I'm going to talk about my friend Stephanie, who is truly a food nurturer. So when we go to her and her husband Aman's place in Vancouver, it's usually like a reunion of friends. There's a lot of us there. And we will all gather in the kitchen and have these beautiful conversations where we laugh and cry and tell stories. And the whole time this is happening, Stephanie is just fixing us all cocktails, whipping up salads and bruschettas and marinades for grilling. And the rest of us, we're all just lounging on chairs, and they have this sofa bed in their kitchen. So I'm just, you know, reclining, and we're spilling out onto the balcony where she is also doing the grilling. It's unbelievable.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, Edie, she's completely involved in the conversation the entire time. She's regaling us with her own stories, listening, asking questions, laughing. And while she's doing this, she is totally taking care of this group of rambunctious friends. Some of us are getting tipsier and tipsier. And Steph also has her glass going too. But yeah, I don't know how she manages it. But when I think of Stephanie, I feel both completely loved and listened to and well-fed beyond measure. She is my favorite meal maker. Let's say that.
Oh, she sounds amazing. If I were Stephanie, I'd be full of anger.
Resentment.
Why am I doing all the work while these people drink and lounge? I
these
hate
lazy
them.
Bums. I know, right?
Get them out.
Oh, she must be happy we didn't make it home this summer.
Tip of the hat to Stephanie, an inspiration.
Yay. Yes. Okay. So what was the original question? It was favorite meal someone else has made for you. So sorry, I kind of jumped away from that. But what about you?
Well, believe it or not, Leia, I'm going to talk about burgers again.
It's really the burger episode for Edie.
But my brother Pete makes the best grilled burgers. and he also grills pineapple to go with the burgers. And he has like this burger press thing he got from Amazon. So all the burgers are like the right thickness and shape. And then when he's grilling, he throws in these chips to get like an extra smoky flavor. And then my sister-in-law, she like has all the condiments and things set out. And she, I saw her the other day, and she told me the last time they had burgers, she put balsamic vinegar on her burger and peaches.
Whoa.
I know. What depth, Leia. What depth.
What umami.
But I always, you know, want to bully my younger brother into grilling because he does like an A-plus job and I don't have to do anything, you know?
Maybe do you bring that's a salad? What like. Bring a big salad or do nothing?
Do I? I don't think so.
A jug of Coke?
maybe a bag of chips. I don't know. I'm pretty lame. Okay. But yeah, I love eating burgers at Pete's house.
Okay, so. The restaurant and Pete's house.
Yep.
Oh. That's good.
Okay, well, now we're going to talk about my favorite subject, potlucks. Leia, what's your favorite meal to bring to a potluck?
You mean if I'm not hosting it and floating around in my caftan?
Yes. What to bring to a potluck?
Okay. So, well, when I am hosting, I don't bring anything. I supply the beverages and the bread, et cetera, but just float around being glorious. But when I go to potlucks, I used to do this thing. I used to make this chili from this cookbook called Company's Coming. It was a real Canadian thing. I don't know if it's a big thing anymore, but I know that the chili involved two cans of Campbell's cream of tomato soup, and it was always a hit. I kind of loved it. I had a lot of my own food when I would bring it to potlucks.
Company's coming.
Oh, very Canadian. Usually these days I would say I probably bring snacks, but not like, you know, a bag of chips or something. I do better than that. But I did give a tip a few months ago about the Thai chili sauce and cream cheese.
Remember I think that was a year ago, Leia.
Get out.
Yes.
Wow. Woohoo. All right. Well, that's a very, very easy thing to
bring
to a
potluck. Yeah.
Along with veggies and some crackers or whatever, all displayed beautifully on a gorgeous plate, of course. A few months ago, I actually brought garlic honey chicken wings, but Dawn made them, so it doesn't count, but they were a huge hit. Yeah. So,
speaking of potlucks, I'm remembering going to a potluck with you and Dawn in Korea, and Dawn had like brought this huge bowl. Remember, like a big metal bowl full of
salad. He hit the car with
something.
It, right? Yes.
I know. And then a car almost hit him on the way home, and he was hitting the car with the big metal bowl. It's like, what is going on?
Yes, it was at our friend David and Lena's house. And he was full of rage, and Dawn is never full of rage, so this was, but it was a narrow alley, right? And this car was just speeding down the alley and almost ran us over, so Dawn hit the car with the metal bowl. I do remember that.
Repeatedly, like
really
bam 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 with the metal bowl.
I'll ask him after we finish podcasting tonight if he remembers that. I'm sure he does.
Oh, how could he forget? Yeah, that was terrifying. Terrifying. Okay.
So over to you, Edie. Potluck, what do you bring? What do you bring to a potluck?
Well, you know, I'm really drawing a potluck blank over here because I don't like to get involved with them. They do have potlucks at school where you have to sign up for something. And I sign up to make cookies, you know.
Yeah.
So I make these peanut butter cookies in these mini muffin tins. And then after they come out of the oven, you put a Reese's peanut butter cup in the middle.
Ooh, nice.
So I got that recipe way back when I taught in Milwaukee from a co-teacher from Keela. And, Yeah, she also had these cuppa cuppa cuppas. It was like to make Rice Krispie bars where you put in a cup. This is so bad. Like a box of Rice Krispies, a cup of Karo syrup, a cup of peanut butter.
Marshmallows.
Oh. No, it was something else. The Karo syrup really kept stuff together. Maybe it was, a cup of butter.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, a cuppa. I think it was a cup of butter. Cuppa. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But people love that, too, at potlucks. So if I was invited to a potluck tomorrow, I would bring homemade salsa because I'm making homemade salsa from my garden, and I would bring chips.
Okay.
That's what I would bring.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And homemade salsa is so much better than the stuff you can buy, right? I love it. You and Gus make the best salsa that
I've
ever tasted.
Yeah, we're going to be making some today. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Okay, well, let's top off this podcast with talking about our favorite desserts.
Yes.
That's super easy for me, Edie. I always err on the side of ice cream. I will choose it over pretty much anything else, even for my birthday. I don't want a cake, maybe a pie, but I'm all about the ice cream. And, Edie, do you remember the ice cream sandwich cake we made with our kids? I think we made it more than once.
Yeah, all it was stacked ice cream sandwiches frosted with Cool Whip. And then you put it in the freezer. We felt like we were moms of the year. Let's make this cake with our kids. All they did was unwrap the ice cream sandwiches and dump a tub of Cool Whip on it.
Let's put it on Pinterest.
so sad. But it was really good.
Very
tasty. I love Cool Whip.
Slicing into it. Isn't something like that called an ice box cake?
Is it?
I don't know. I think it might be. I don't know. I don't actually know what an ice
box
cake is.
It has to go in the freezer. Maybe
it's a
freezer.
Well, an ice box is a freezer. Isn't that an old-fashioned word for freezer?
I suppose so, yeah.
I think it's like a Martha Stewart thing, you know, like to class it up, you call things an ice box cake, but really it's just, you know, like frozen cream cheese and Oreo cookies or whatever that you make together and freeze in a mold. I don't know.
Well, I don't think Martha Stewart would be featuring our ice cream sandwich cake on, you know, Good Living.
No. No, she would not.
Well, my favorite dessert I make once a year, and it's from the 1950s Betty Crocker cookbook, and it's called Cherry Berry on a Cloud.
Oh, do tell. Crumble, a pie? What is it? On a meringue?
No. You start with making a beautiful pan of meringue. You have to start like the night before. So you make your meringue and keep it in the oven overnight, and that's the cloud.
Okay.
Of cherry berry on a cloud. And then you mix like, what do you do? You mix like cream cheese and sugar and whipping cream and then put that in the meringue. And then you dump cans of cherry pie filling on the top.
Oh, boy.
I make it once a year because it's all sugar. It's all sugar.
Wow.
Oh, we have it usually on Christmas Day. The kids love it.
I bet.
Yeah, and my mom used to make it. Yeah.
Nice. Edie, I think we need a disclaimer on this podcast episode that says non-vegan friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Our vegan friends may not like this episode. Sorry to Claire in advance. But, you know.
Oh.
Just telling it like it is.
Darn, I feel gutted.
Gutted. No, it's all good. It's fine. You're telling your truth.
Talking about
speaking
burgers.
Your truth. It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the week.
This week, your challenge is to whip up one of your old favorites, either something you've made before or something someone used to make for you, but you haven't had in a really long time.
Yeah, and share it with the people you love.
Yes, share it. put photos on the Chit Chat Coop so we can all see.
Yes, please. Oh, and if you haven't joined the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, please do. It's a really fun community of listeners to our podcast, and it's a great forum to chat and share ideas and maybe recipes this week, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Leah, did you know that we have nearly 600 members of the Coop?
Wow. Cluck, cluck. Cluck, cluck. Yay, hens and roosters. So good. So fun. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings.
Yes, so good. And we'd love it if you'd write us a review on iTunes. It helps us build our community and listenership.
And thanks as always to Charlotte and Leah for editing this show.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.